Hi everyone, and thank you very much for joining us on another episode of Lit Publishing's podcast, Lit Radio. My name is Miro, and as always, I'll be your host for today's show. With me today is a very special guest. It is the author of Business Mum, Christine Gusho. How are you today, Christine?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's great to have you on the podcast, and thank you for taking the time to join us. You've come at, a rather rainy time for London, but it is coming up to December, so I do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Well, it's a pleasure being here, so thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely, and thank you for bringing your ideas to the book as well. It's been a very fascinating read for me in preparation for this podcast. But before we get into the book and Business Mum, I really want to ask you, actually, where did it start? What inspired you to become an author and start writing?
Well, actually, I've been working with this whole Business Mum concept in Denmark for quite a few years now, and I created the Business Mum community. So I could just see that there was a really big need for it. And so I thought actually writing the book would be a natural next step for me to get the message out there. And also writing a book is more serious than just if you do just blogging or articles, which are good, but it serves a different purpose when you have a book.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's focus on the concept, you know, between the work and the life and the balance, because that has been, I think, one of, if not the biggest questions raised in any part of the world, in anyone who does business, whether they're mm-hmm. entrepreneur or work within a company. It always comes down to that, you know, how do I balance it? How do I do it? And of course, for women, it always has that extra layer to it when it comes to being a mother. So running your own business and having a family has been a difficult step, and there's a lot of preparation, at least from what I've heard. How does it start off? How do we, you know, even begin to prepare for something like this?
Well, both things, being a mom and starting your own business, as you say, it's very time consuming. It needs a lot of effort, but it's also a lot of fun. It's also very motivating. And I think that's the side that I tend to focus on. And I think that the two of them goes very well together, because when you are your own boss and you run your own company, you can structure your own time. So obviously you do work a lot running your own business, but you decide when. And that's where you get all the flexibility, and where it makes it, I think, actually easier to be a mom, because you don't have the same time pressure. You can work when the kids are asleep and then maybe finish a bit earlier during the day. And so when the kids are awake and available, you can be around them, and then you can work at other times. And that's what I think is like really magical about it. And also, I mean, for me, being a business owner and doing something I'm passionate about and that I love just gives me more energy. So it also goes the other way around. I think it makes me a better mom, because I'm more happy, I'm more fulfilled. So I think I'm more inspiring to be around. So for me, it's a win-win situation. But what I noticed is that most people would tend to look at it as, whoa, it's overwhelming, because it is a lot to be a mom and have kids, and it is a lot to run your own business. So you can also see it from that perspective and say, oh, it's too much. But if you work around it and you build it the way that you have a day that's working for you, you get some routines that are working from you, I think you're far better off than having to be at an office every day from 9 to 5, and you have no flexibility. And that's, I mean, a lot harder, I think, from my perspective.
And just to build up on that, you know, what was really fascinating for me in the book was the kind of the 3-step plan for success and all of the aspects that go into that. But before we get into, I guess, the meat of that whole concept, you know, picking up from what you said, would you say that, you know, at the core of it, it's all about that time management? And I suppose in a way it wouldn't be any different from scheduling your personal diary, your personal calendar, and making sure that all aspects fit, instead of trying to, you know, say, I'm going to do this, and this. And I often find that, you know, with myself when it comes to work, it simply doesn't work that way. You have to be a bit more structured.
You do. And I actually think it helps having a family as well, because you need to prioritize. Because what happens, I mean, before I had kids, I had a lot more time, obviously, but I would probably also spend time on things that were not leading to any results, because I had the time, where now I need to more focus. And so you get more focus and you work on the things that really matter, because otherwise you're not going to move forward. So it can also be helpful in that way, that you say, okay, if I want to end today at 3 p.m. so I can go pick up my kids, then I need to be really productive. So what do I need to get done in order to do that? And so in that way, it's very helpful instead of saying, okay, I have time. And then you end up spending an hour on Facebook or Googling something. So you can, I mean, you can be active, but not be productive.
Yeah, it's that procrastination part, which I think is something anyone can relate to, and getting out of the habit. And I suppose, you know, habits are at the core of it, you know, getting rid out of unproductivity and the habits that come with it might be something that I think everyone can definitely benefit from.
Yeah, very much.
And let's talk about some of the concepts within the book, because I find them very fascinating. Can you give us an overview of what is the three-step plan and how does it work?
Yeah, so the three steps, obviously there's a lot in each step, but the first step is actually working on yourself and your mindset and your motivation. Because at the end of the day, if you want to succeed, then you have to make the right decisions. And if you're going to fail, it will also depend on you. So you need to know who you are, what you're good at, where your focus should be, where do you need help, because nobody will succeed alone. You will need to get help. So you need to be very much aware of your strengths and weaknesses. You need to be very much aware of why are you doing this, what's really driving you, the motivation behind, because obviously there are obstacles and ups and downs and things that won't work out as you expected. So if you're not able to motivate yourself and say, but I'm doing this, there's a bigger meaning, you won't go and find the solutions when you encounter a problem. It would just stop you. Whereas if you're really driven, you're really passionate, you want to do it, you'll find a way around it. So it's very much, I think, important to work on your own mindset and be prepared for that part, first of all. Then the second step, it's more around the strategy as to how do you actually go around and make money so that it's not a passion, it's not a hobby. Because I know that a lot of people say, well, you're a mom, you're a woman, isn't it just a hobby or charity work? And I mean, there's nothing wrong in that. But if you want to run a business, you need to focus on customers and how can you sell something. And so try to say, okay, how can you, in an easy way, make a strategy? Because there are millions of books out there and you can go to business school for years to learn all of this. So I really try to break it down and say, focus on how to get customers and then build your strategy around that. Because at the end of the day, if you have customers, you'll make money. And when you start earning money, then you can also get help, you can delegate, you can outsource, and it will make it even easier for you. So really start to focus on the customers and their needs rather than whatever idea you might have, but there's no market for it. So just that's the way I've worked around the second step. And then you have the third step, which is more, as we've talked about before, efficiency, productivity. How do you then organize your work and your life on a daily basis? And how do you do, depending on if you have a husband who's there, who's traveling a lot, or are you alone with your children, then how do you have all the ends meet? So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there was something that really stuck out for me in the book, and that was actually the case studies, the examples.
Yeah.
Of women who have done this, who have actually succeeded. Mm-hmm. And there are 10 of them, and I do really, you know, implore people listening to this, you know, you should read it, because it's fascinating how people from different walks of life can actually achieve this, and it is possible. So can you perhaps give us a sneak peek of maybe one that really stuck out for you, and what was the story behind that?
Yeah, so the idea actually of taking all of these women is that I want to have a lot of role models and not just say this is what I've done, but for something that everybody can find a role model and see. It's not about who you are or your circumstances, but more what you do about it. And so I try to find women that really inspire me and find their stories to use in the book. And wow, there are so many of them that if I should choose one, that's a good question. We could take Louise, who wanted to make an app called My Money, and it's to help children who have pocket money and they don't have like real coins and paper, but you could do it on an app so that they learn about finances and how you spend your money and still get an idea of what it's about.
Right.
And she started that in her 20s and just went out and started networking, started finding business partners, got some angel investors on board, and then she got pregnant. And then she still went around and found more investors and have this really nice growing company. And I just talked to her because it's been, a year and a half now since I did the first interview with her, and I wanted to say, okay, now the book is being published in the UK, and if she wanted a sample and how she was doing, she's like, yeah, but now I'm actually pregnant with my second child, and she's soon to give birth, and her company is still growing, and I think she's, what, 28? And it's just, like, really inspiring to see how she's able to do that, because a lot of people will say, how do you go and pitch in front of investors when you have this huge stomach? Nobody will give you their money, but she's still done it, and she's still been able to inspire these people and tell about her business product and show how it can be done. I think that's very fascinating.
Yeah, and I think that's a very inspiring story when it comes to circumstance. And I guess it teaches people a lot about how the business world works, isn't that at the end of the day, whether it is investors or people looking to have new business opportunities, it's all about the idea. It's all about whether what you're trying to sell, what you're trying to develop, and what you're trying to create, does it have value? Does it actually matter? And I think that's a great message to send to everyone out there and say, you know, regardless of what it is, if you have a good idea which is worth it, you should absolutely go for it. And it will stand on its own 2 feet if it really is a good idea.
Yeah, and then also just to believe in yourself, because when you do go out, I mean, even though you are pregnant or whatever, I'd say, default you might think you have when you go out and do it, because it could be different things, that if you're being true to yourself and you're passionate about it, you're being professional, you're showing, okay, this is how we can succeed with it, then people will listen. And a lot of people like that you are an entrepreneur, that you are this passionate person, and you go out there and you're willing to do it and take the risk and put in the effort. So you shouldn't be afraid that you're young or inexperienced. I mean, you can still go and do it. And I think that's an important message, because often we think that you have this whole checklist of things you need to do and have, and then you can start, or it's actually just the other way around, get started, and then you'll get whatever it is you need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to focus a bit on that, and I suppose this would be a good message for our younger listeners in a way, because at least it was in my experience as well, is that when you're younger and you have to think about all these things coming up in your life, so whether it is family, children, career, business, we often think that we can kind of be very headstrong and we can just dive into it and it will make sense. But after talking, you know, with you, Christine, and going through the book, it was all about that planning and all about the execution. So for our younger listeners, can you perhaps give a tip or two on how they can begin to plan this journey?
Yeah, so definitely execution is a major word in this sense, because what you find out is, if you hang around with entrepreneurs, is that everybody can get good ideas. I mean, that's not the difficult part. The difficult part is taking it from idea to action and keep acting on it and keep moving forward, even though you have these obstacles and things that arise. And that actually takes me back to step one. You need to know why you do it, so that you can keep your focus, because otherwise you'll get new ideas and you'll get sidetracked. And the thing is, if you keep following new ideas, you'll just go in different directions, but you're not going anywhere. So you really need to stick to that one idea, develop, improve. It would probably never be the way you thought it was initially. It will change, but you need to stick to it still and just keep improving instead of changing all the time. Because a lot of things, when you see people succeed, it's a lot about just being persistent, perseverant, and just keep on doing. And then with time, you will get there, rather than saying, I have to do it within a month or a year or whatever. It's the continuous effort. Kind of like if you're training for a marathon, it's not that you run one day or you run really fast, it's that you keep practicing, you keep training, you keep doing what you have to do, and then at some point you can run your marathon. And it's kind of the same with your business. You just have to keep doing what you have to do and put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as we talked about right before we started recording, we are coming up to that special holiday season. So I guess a bit of an offbeat question, but as you are a mum yourself, and we were talking about, there is a lot of expectations when it comes to Christmas, and of course the little ones are always excited about that. What have you got planned for the holiday period?
Well, we are spending Christmas in Denmark with the whole family, and actually we changed compared to, I guess, in Denmark normally Christmas is the 24th, and normally we would open the presents after dinner, but because the kids are small, we actually start in the afternoon, and we start with the presents, and then we can have a nice dinner afterwards, because then they can just play with the gifts that they've gotten instead of being all, when can we open them, when can we open them?
Yeah.
And then it's a nice evening for everyone, because they get to play with it, and we can sit and enjoy the dinner, and it's a nice evening.
Yeah, and there is the methodology of plan ahead, right, yeah. Into action.
And then also, I mean, I guess it's the same as with your business. Sometimes do it differently. Not always insist that you open presents late in the evening when the children are tired and crying and exhausted, but just say, okay, there might be a smarter way around it. Yeah. But I know that often over here, I think you do it in the morning. So
we do, yeah. It's so excruciatingly long wait, I can tell you that. So to close off, Christine, I want to ask you the question I ask anyone that actually comes on the podcast, and that, what are you currently reading? Or do you perhaps have any recommendations for books that you've currently read for our listeners?
Book that just first popped into my mind when you asked, that would be Flourish by Martin Seligman. It's been out for a few years. It's about positive psychology, but I think you can just use a lot of it as an entrepreneur if you want to start your own business on how to handle stress and stay positive and stay focused, because if you can control your own energy and keep that positive focus, that will give you a long way. And I thought that there are a lot of good tools in there for that.
Yeah, fascinating. And of course, for those that are listening, there will be a link in the description so you can go and check out that book for yourselves if that sounds good to you. But with that, Christine, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today on the podcast. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, for those listening, if you enjoyed our conversation today, please feel free to check out the links in the description below, where you can find out everything about Business Mom, the 3 steps to success in running your own business and being a mom. And of course, everything on social media as well. Please reach out to us and let us know what you think about today's podcast. It's always a pleasure to have our listeners engage with us. And as always, I would like to thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you next week.